just had a monthly meetup with the person who is helping me with the admin side of the DYCP. It's really helpful check-in and accountability structure for me. And I've left there and I'm sitting by the park looking at the sunlight through the trees. You might be able to hear the traffic. So something that came up today was we were talking about these voice notes, voice blogs that I'm making, and I haven't put them up anywhere yet because I've been wondering whether they're useful or interesting to anyone other than myself, and also recognizing that doing them feels really important to me. So again, another layer of accountability. And in doing that, recognizing what I've done since the last meeting that I had with this person. So I'm not going to give anybody else's names because I haven't asked them if I can use their names within these voice blogs. So in the last month, I have done a weekend of practice in Totnes, and also been to a free improv jam in Ashburton, where I listened with my ears and with my body and responded musically and responded with my body. It was really exciting. And then from that, there's a person who's really an artist who's really interested in that work here in Brighton, and I've contacted her we're going to meet up later this week to do a bit of work, bit of exploration together. I've also met up with a socially engaged artist who does really interesting work around refugees and migrants, and I'm going to meet up with her quite soon to explore some practice. So this sense of starting to identify or explore what it is to be an artist, rather than solely a musician. So this additional identification as an artist, there are other things I identify with as well. And maybe that's a topic for another voice blog. So the artist way as well, which I'm in week 8 of now with the course that I'm doing in Brighton, and also my own practice with the book, which the course is keeping me on track with, which is great, more accountability. And I'm doing my artist dates. So there's a free session here at the Onca Gallery, which I'm very happy to name the Onca Gallery, where they do free creativity classes once a week, which is really wonderful. So I've been able to go to those. I'm also exploring the part of my DYCP that is about the experience of my body. So I want to call it embodied listening, but that's slightly different, even though it's a very interesting looking practice. It's embodied listening to music rather than listening to words. And I've just found out about somatic therapy, so this is something that I'm going to be going to be exploring, at least doing one session. And then where the R&D comes. So very briefly, I think I'm very focused on doing things, tangible outputs and outcomes. Yeah, very good at realizing projects. And sometimes taking on far too much of that sort of stuff. So now exploring what it is to be trying to take more space around the things that I'm doing, to really let them land and for my body to process them. And that feels quite challenging. And so I know that's what I'm... What would be really useful for me to be doing, and in that, how I take that space. So it's the emphasis being on process rather than product. That's where I am today, this mid-November morning.